One of the remarkable things about Herzl is that there was no reason for him to become Herzl. When people talk about how Zionism started, they usually give either an internal or an external explanation. That is, either it's because of the deep connection of the Jewish people through the Torah to the land of Israel, or because nationalism, the belief in nations, grew up in the 19th century. And so the Jews were just doing what everybody else did. But neither one applies to Herzl. First of all, he knew almost nothing about the Jewish tradition. He wasn't raised as a religious Jew, and he was a successful writer. He had no reason particularly to care about the Jewish people. He wasn't mistreated. He did very well. And he wasn't a nationalist because he had no nation. All the other nationalists were nationalists because they had a nation. Mazzini, who was the famous Italian nationalist, was an Italian who was a nationalist in Italy. And so if you ask yourself, why did Herzl become Herzl? Historians will give you one answer. Rabbis will give you another. And I want to tell you that I believe that Herzl became Herzl because of what David, our bar mitzvah, read us this morning. Herzl became Herzl because Amos was Amos. Amos was a prophet. And he was a prophet at the time just before the northern kingdom was destroyed. In ancient Israel, remember, I know this will surprise you, but Jews fought with each other. Never happened before or since, but at this one moment, and Israel was united for a very brief time, and then under David and Solomon it was united, and then Solomon's kids had a fight about the business. This happens. So what did they do? They split the business. One took the north, that was the northern kingdom, and one took the south. The northern kingdom was destroyed in 722. That's where you get the 10 lost tribes. They scattered to all different places, to different places in the world, mostly to the south. But Amos was a prophet right before the northern kingdom was destroyed, and he saw it coming. And so a lot of his prophecy is a prophecy of doom. But then he ends by saying, Unatatim al admatam velo yinatshu od me'al admatam asher natati lahem. But I will, he's speaking in God's name, I will plant you in your land, and you will never be uprooted from the land that I have given you. And we waited thousands of years for that to be true. And I deeply believe that in some way we don't understand the echo of that phrase, inspired Herzl, to believe that it was possible that Jews could once again be planted in their land and never be uprooted. Not by forces from outside or by division from inside. In the 1948 war, there was a British soldier who was killed, and then it was discovered he was a Jew. And it was very difficult to get a body back to Britain in the middle of war in 1948, and so they decided to bury him at Har Herzl that Rabbi Sherman spoke about before. But what was the inscription they should give? And what they chose was, buried far from his native land, buried at home. For some reason, magically, wonderfully, God's promise that we would come home started to come true 75 years ago. We live in this miraculous age when a bar mitzvah can stand at the Bima and read the prophecy of Amos, and for the first time in thousands of years, we know that it has come true. Shabbat Shalom.